Hello and welcome to a podcast by Scotland's Rural College on research that we are conducting on community wealth building in Scotland, which is funded by the Scottish Government Strategic Research Programme 2022 to 2027. This podcast focuses on work on recent research we've done on the community wealth building pilots, which were funded by the Scottish Government, and specifically focuses on the community wealth building pilot in Fife. If you're interested in more information on the community wealth building pilots or community wealth building in general, have a look at our website, ruralexchange.scot, which will link to all of the research that we are doing on that, as well as other organizations which are looking at community wealth building in Scotland. My name is Kerry Doyle, and I'm joined on this podcast by Ellie Brody, who researched this work with me as collaborators. So, Ellie, can you tell us more about the work in Fife and community wealth building?
Yeah, glad to, Kerry. So Fife was one of the five areas which received funding through the Scottish Government for the development of a community wealth building action plan. Now, Fife's action plan was published in January 2021. And within that action plan, Fife was really highlighted as a council with strong ambitions and intent for community wealth building, and for community wealth building to really underpin Fife's economic, social, as well as its ecological activity. And beyond Fife Council, the broader Fife Partnership has integrated community wealth building as a priority. Now, within the community wealth building, it highlighted strong work across all five community wealth building pillars. And just a few examples are that the council adopted the living wage in 2016 and had also made quite intense efforts to localise spend through progressive procurement. So those are just a few highlights really from the action plan.
Excellent. And so that action plan was published in 2021, which is almost 4 years ago now.
Yeah, January 2021.
Yeah. So what's happened after the publication of that initial piloting action plan?
Well, quite a bit's happened. So a community wealth building support group made up of four anchor institutions, those being Fife Council, Fife College, Fife Voluntary Action and NHS Fife, was implemented. So a support group was implemented, and that group oversaw the implementation of the action plan, and it continues to meet bi-monthly well into the end of 2024, as we are now. Now, the group implemented some really important structures for community wealth building, including a Fife Anchor Charter and a Fife Community Wealth Building Policy Framework, as well as reporting arrangements to the Cabinet Committee biannually. But beyond that, initially Fife Council chose to prioritise their efforts on progressing the workforce pillar and the spending pillar.
That's interesting. What did they do more around workforce?
Well, under the workforce kind of theme, they really focused in on a programme called Life Chances, which developed through building on the Fife Job Contract Delivery Programme. So Life Chances links programme participants, so employability programme participants, such as people experiencing long-term unemployment, to a paid placement in Fife Council. And once they've completed the placement successfully, participants are offered an interview. And if they meet the essential criteria during the placement, they're offered a job with the council service. So it's a really important and really progressive programme aiming to create career pathways within the council, but also potentially looking to expand the model to other anchor organisations with placements in NHS Fife, Fife Health and Social Care Partnership, as well as the third sector. So those are currently being explored as well. It's also been added. Life Chances has been added to the council's recruitment system as an alternative recruitment option, which is important because it gives hiring managers the opportunity to fill vacancies through a Life Chances placement. So that's a bit on what they did around and what they're doing around the workforce pillar.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. It's a great example because it shows how there was work ongoing with that Life Chances program, but then it sort of scaled up with the community wealth building approach and is going in new ways. Really interesting. What about spending? What are they doing on that?
Yeah, so within the spending pillar, the sustainable procurement duty is allowing Fife Council to procure locally in Fife. So that's basically the sustainable procurement duty is heavily connected with community wealth building through funneling and spend locally. And it's equated to around 35% of spend, which is 130 million on companies in the Fife boundary in 2022 to 23. So that much spend has gone within the Fife boundary, which is quite impressive. And that sustainable procurement duty is also driving a reduction in environmental impacts from procurement. And it's also encouraging payment of the living wage from contracted suppliers, as well as delivering community benefits from contracted suppliers. So there's quite a lot happening under that spending pillar.
Yeah, once again, there's a lot in that. Another great example of how implementation has really gone many different ways. What's the current focus then for the council?
So in terms of what they're looking at the moment, they want to develop work under the other community wealth building pillars. So they want to develop work under the land and property pillar, for example, by using the vacant and derelict land delivery plan that they have to progress community wealth building delivery models. They want to do more under the inclusive ownership pillar by expanding support for community ownership, social enterprise and community owned business. And they also want to, really importantly, develop metrics and measures for success and impact. And I know that's particularly interesting to some of the work that you've got coming up at SRUC, Kerry, isn't it?
Yeah, that's come up a few times if you've listened across these podcasts, this question about measures and metrics and measures for success that will really benefit from being brought together, reviewed and shared as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, just to say a little bit about the finance pillar as well, there were a couple of recommendations in the Community Wealth Building Action Plan, which were for Fife Council to support and promote credit unions and the community bank to become financial anchors, as well as exploring the potential for the Fife Pension Fund to localise spend. So those are a few kind of things that were recommended, which are being explored at the moment. Another interesting thing that I just want to highlight, and a final thing really, when it comes to the work on community wealth building in Fife, although this isn't the extent of the work there, it's just what I'm going to kind of pick out for the purposes of the podcast. I think it's worth noting what's happening at a local level in Fife, and there is some community wealth building work happening at a local level. So Fife Council includes 7 localities, each of which have developed a local community plan and local action plan. And those plans and the intelligence from council workers within each locality can help the central Fife Council community wealth building team with strategic planning. So things like kind of feeding back up to that central team how and where to support community priorities through directing community benefits there. So that's just some of the ways in which community wealth building is being looked at and, I guess, devolved further down to the locality level rather than everything happening at that central council level.
Brilliant. Can I briefly pick up on the question about rural areas in Fife?
Of course, yeah.
What did you discover about what's happening in Fife's rural areas?
Well, this is picking up on that locality feature. So some areas in Fife are rural areas, and so areas such as West Fife and Northeast Fife have kind of additional challenges of barriers to access, as we know, you know, in rural areas, which requires them to do a bit more targeted work. And in North East Fife, they've created a rural poverty action plan and are working to include community wealth building around that issue. And just thinking about kind of South and West Fife as well, a credit union pilot took place with Kingdom Community Bank, which is a local credit union, to increase financial inclusion. Kingdom Community Bank has recently set up a community branch in Dunfermline and is looking to expand business loans, savings accounts for food pantry users, and also looking at expanding potentially to other areas of Fife. So some really interesting things happening around this anti-poverty work and tackling cost of living crisis, as well as putting financial power back within local communities.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. So much going on there. What do you think might happen next as a final point, Ellie?
Well, I think the Fife Partnership are looking at some key collaboration projects. So one example being developing the Life Chances employability programme with other anchor partners, including NHS Fife. And they're also looking at developing a Fife-wide procurement portal for community benefits that can be used by all anchor partners. And really importantly, they've got a dedicated person, a community wealth building project manager, who was appointed in March 2024 to develop the work. So it should hopefully have a bit of drive and get a bit of traction there.
Yeah, lots going on. Yeah. Great. Thanks for that, Ellie. And that'll be the end of our overview of the community wealth building pilot in Fife. Do listen to the other podcasts we're recording on the other pilots for community wealth building in Scotland. Thanks.